Changes are likely on the way for advisory committees of council, including allowing them to provide unfiltered information directly to local elected officials, with an eye on expanding membership diversity and becoming more involved in city policy setting. Those are among the features of a new ACOC framework unanimously approved by council members on Tuesday when they met as the Committee of the Whole. Formal approval is expected November 28. This is valuable information. It actually validates a lot of what we've heard in the last couple years as we've struggled with making our ACOCs more effective, Kaun. Leanne Karen said of the framework. I'm really pleased with the report. If the framework is endorsed by council, reviews of the 15 existing advisory committees will be done next year. Any recommended changes that come from that review, including potential committee mergers, are set to be presented for council's consideration in Q4 2024. Clearly municipal democracy is alive and well in Guelph, commented Kaun. Phil Alt. That's truly appreciated at a time when we seem to be seeing a reduction of that in many places. Key among the staff recommendations in the framework report is to move advisory committees away from providing technical advice on specific issues toward higher-level policymaking. As it stands, committees are typically consulted on matters within their area of expertise, planning, economic development, public art, tourism and others, and staff consider their input in providing recommendations to council. Several advisory committee members have raised concerns in the past regarding how their input is handled and whether or not it's fully delivered to council for consideration. Expanding the diversity of ACOC membership is another key aspect of the framework. At the heart of community engagement is the idea that all residents have the right to participate in decisions that affect their lives, yet many residents face barriers to equitable participation, states the report, prepared by city staff and University of Guelph staff, working collaboratively as Guelph Labs. At the same time, more diverse groups, i.e., including those whose membership includes people who are often excluded, can offer more considered recommendations and advice. ACOCs should therefore address barriers to participation to ensure all residents can meaningfully contribute as ACOC members, and to improve the contributions of ACOCs to the city. In order to complete the proposed changes, the upcoming 2024 to 2027 city budget will include the addition of a full-time board and committee coordinator, with a $111,000 annual cost starting in 2025, as well as $50,000 each year to support training and committee member reimbursement. Currently, only committee of adjustment members are provided with compensation for their time and efforts. Kaun. Ken Yi Chu was absent from Tuesday's meeting.